Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo, usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
All right, happy Tuesday. I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Charlie Grimes. Andy is not here, and reason for that is he will be filling in for me the next few days. I'm going to take another trip down to Texas to see my brother. Most of you know the situation there, so I will be going down to spend some time helping my sister-in-law with some things. And appreciate you guys and all the support you give Andy when I'm not here, and appreciate him filling in and doing the things that he'll do these next few days. So thank you very much for that, Andy, if you're listening. I do appreciate it very, very much. Yesterday's impossible question, by the way. 25% of people over the age of 65 claim they've never done this. Charlie, we were way off. We said online banking, online dating. The real answer is the internet itself. 25% of people over the age of 65 claim they've never used the internet. That old thing Al Gore invented. I would have never guessed that one. I think a lot of people I know over the age of 65 do use the internet. So at any rate, there's your answer. Today's impossible question. They're the impossible questions for a reason, by the way. You can answer them on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Only 38% of people surveyed said they're capable of doing this. What is this? The hint is sports. 38% of people surveyed, that's a pretty good number of people, by the way, say they are capable of doing this. What is this? And again, it's the theme is sports. And it's a pretty big number. So it's basically 40% of people say they're capable of this. Now that would be, could it be they can hit a golf ball, hit a baseball, kick a football, punt a football, throw a pass? I have no idea, by the way, folks. Oh, Charlie says do a handstand. Ooh. Ooh. And or somersault, backflip, those sorts of things. Charlie, you may be right. A lot of folks can actually do those things. I cannot. I cannot do any of what Charlie just mentioned. Not me. Never could. I can do a handstand underwater, in a pool with, cheating. That's about it. But I cannot do one out of the water. Not me. So, again, these are the impossible questions for a reason. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. All right, I have a note from Dan's sister, by the way, our producer, Ann. And as of the beginning of March, by the way, she has been really working hard on our website and a bunch of different things that we have going on behind the scenes. And I really appreciate her doing all of that, by the way. And these are her words, not mine. If you miss something and are looking for something from the show or a past show, check out the links page on our website. So go to rushtoreason.com, click on links, or just type in rushtoreason.com/links. Click on the show date, or if you don't remember the date, click on any show notes and then use the search function. There will be a breakdown of the shows. You'll find SoundCloud, by the way, which is where all of our podcasts are, and our tweets, YouTubes, and other related articles and resources in regards to the topics we talk about each day. So a lot of times I'll talk to you guys about, a different article or topic or somebody's book or the author of or what have you. And we had an author on last night that I got a text message on my way home asking, what is that, what is the book title again? Chuck from Crown Financial last night, what is the book title? I can now say, just look at the website and it'll all be there. And in that case, that's all I had to do. I didn't have to remember even what the book title is. All I have to do is send you guys to the website and it'll all be there. And she says, as always, you can find all Rush to Reason episodes on the website itself, which is a link to SoundCloud, or you can go straight to soundcloud.com/rushtoreason and find all of our all of our podcasts there. She did say, she added this. She said, however, all of this is true except for March the 12th. Because it was too depressing to listen to Andy talk about dementia. That was the day we did the movie review with Anthony Hopkins. She said, I just couldn't listen to it for a second time, so you're all going to have to find it in the SoundCloud links yourself. And Charlie's laughing, and I am too, because, yeah, I don't want to hear that again either. So, Anne, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And a lot of headway made on the website for all of you listening. It really makes things a lot easier. You can go back, search, and find things and make that functionality. And by the way, Anne, thank you. It makes Charlie's job much, much easier as well. A lot of times he'll get people calling in asking about, you know, a particular guest or topic that we've covered even in the past few days. He can now just send them right to the website. They'll all be there. You can use the search function. Unless you're somebody over the age of 65 and you do not use the internet, then we will have to help you out and look that up for you. But I jest, because most of you listening, I think, use the internet. All right, another news. Real quick before I get to what we're going to talk about today. In-N-Out Burgers, which some of you love In-N-Out, some of you do not. There's now, I believe, one location in Aurora, Charlie, one in Colorado Springs. One's getting built over in the Belmar area. And how do I know that? Because I just drove by it the other day, and it's already up. The sticks are up, and it's going in as we speak. Foundation is in, you know, all that. So it's well underway. There's now a new one that has been announced for the Thornton area. So what I'm seeing, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't know the inside workings of In-N-Out, but what I'm seeing is they must see Colorado as a really good market, probably from all the California transplants that have moved in. But I'm guessing they're seeing this as a very, very viable market for them. And I will venture to guess that you won't just see three of these, but by the time it's all said and done, you might see 20 of these when it's all said and done. I guess time will tell. And for those of you that maybe aren't around In-N-Out that much and don't know In-N-Out, there are secret things on the menu you can order, but you have to know what they mean. I will not give all of those out. Maybe one of these days as we get a few more In-N-Outs here in Denver, I'll go through some of those. But you can Google it and find it. There are secret menu items that you can actually get, including things like cheese fries and so on that aren't on the regular menu, that they will still make and give to you. In fact, you can even get a four-meat patty burger from In-N-Out. There's a name for it. I don't know off the top of my head. But anyways, there's different things you can get that aren't even on the menu. All you have to do is ask and know the particular quote-unquote code. So in this first hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the National Baseball League, of course, the NLB. We'll get into some of that. We'll talk more about that with Jennifer Curran at 4:30 as well today. And James Bowers is going to join us. He's from a center-right coalition that's launching a new website to stop corporate tyranny. We've also got the gentleman from LexisNexis coming on talking about Colorado's crappy, and I mean that, crappy unemployment system that we have. The way it's run, we should be ashamed of ourselves as a state and as taxpayers that we've even funded any of this. It's absolutely awful. A lot of you listening to me have either had false unemployment claims or you're an employer that's dealing with false unemployment claims. I myself have even had an unemployment claim on myself through this crappy system that we have. Charlie's pointing to himself. He's had one. Folks, this is embarrassing that as a state, we have a system that we have where we have lost literally $500 million. $500 million our state has lost in false unemployment claims they have paid out. That is a travesty. It's not being talked enough about in the press, as far as I'm concerned. You never hear Governor Polis talking about it in any of his press briefings. He's too worried about talking about when the mask should come on or come off and getting the All-Star game here in Colorado, when in fact, you know, which will bring in a few million dollars, I get that, but while we've lost $500 million on the system we have. Folks, that's poor leadership. We're going to talk about that in the second hour today as well. And like I said, Jennifer Kern's going to join us. We'll talk about the National Baseball League as well. Patrick Neville going to join me in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Got a lot to talk about when it comes to legislative things that are going through right now here in Colorado. So we'll get to him as well in the 5 o'clock hour. So without further ado, we'll take our first break. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. Folks, they want to help you with all of your vehicle needs. We got a little rain and moisture coming in tonight. We are not out of the woods when it comes to snow, by the way, here in Colorado, especially if you go to the high country. Make sure your vehicle is always in top working order. No matter what you need, they're there for you. And they still have a special on those Cooper tires running until April the 12th. Ask about those. They'll sell them the cost and give you the other rebate as well. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Folks, with the rising prices here in Colorado that we've had in the last, week, month, year, take your pick. They've been going up and they're going to continue, I believe, going up. You may be somebody that either is struggling to pay all the bills, or there's things you want to do around the house, or you want to take a vacation, or maybe you're at a point where, you know, you need to just make some changes in life and you need some of that equity that you're sitting on top of. There's a way to tap into that with a reverse mortgage. Maybe the house is completely paid for. Whatever it happens to be, a reverse mortgage might be the answer for you. And again, a lot of you listening have had huge increases in the value of your home. Call Bruce Simmons today. Find out how that works. And again, folks, do not listen to everybody else out there that talks about reverse mortgages, because in most cases, unless they're an expert at this, like Bruce, they don't know the ins and outs and how it works. So call him today. Go to klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others, so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And I also didn't forget to mention, I was just waiting until this segment to do so. It is also today my dad's birthday. He's 80 years old today. So, Dad, happy birthday. Love you very, very much, and would not be the man I am without you. And I mean that sincerely. Taught me so much over the years, and just not only how to be a man, but how to work hard and put your complete effort in. And he's the one that literally taught me through all these years that it's not the guy that's the smartest that wins. It's the guy that works the hardest that wins. And that's a very true statement, and he's taught me that over all these years. So, Dad, love you very much. Happy birthday. All right, moving right along, folks. I talked about In-N-Out Burgers. a little bit earlier where they're going to open up at a location in Thornton, and I'm going to say you're going to see a lot more of those coming to our area. All right, on to things that I know I'm going to cover this again next hour with Jennifer Kearns, but this is a big topic, one that I'm sure some of you want to call in and talk about. 303-477-5600 is our line. It is open. If you want to talk about the Major League Baseball, A, deciding to exit Georgia with their All-Star game, B, what are your thoughts on it now coming to Denver? Charlie mentioned during the break, which I had not thought about, they left Georgia because of, quote-unquote, their new laws in regards to voting. We have had mail-in voting in Colorado for quite some time. Our current Secretary of State will tell you that it is the best, finest, and most foolproof system there is in the entire country. I would actually debate her on that because, no, it's not. We have our issues as well. Do we have a better system when it comes to mail-in voting than a lot of places around the country, including this last go-around where folks just decided the last minute to go ahead and do mail-in voting in their state or their particular county? Yes, we have a better system than that. We also at least have a system in this state where we do check signatures. And from what I've seen, even on a personal basis, we do a pretty good job of verifying signatures. And if they don't match, we kick those out. Now, do we have other holes in our system? Yes. Is it perfect? Despite what our Secretary of State will say, no, folks, it is not perfect. To Charlie's point, though, will this bring a different set of eyes upon Colorado and our voting system, I guess you could say, and how we do things here in Colorado? I believe it actually will. What will be the outcome of that? That I don't know. But will people be looking at us closer in that regard? Absolutely. Now, do I agree with the Major League Baseball doing what they did? Positively, absolutely not, folks. I think it's the dumbest thing ever. I think all sports need to keep to what they do best and stay out of politics. But that's not what these knuckleheads do. They all think they need to set some sort of an example by doing what they do. And I feel at the end of the day, all they do is really hurt their own brand and imaging by doing so. Kevin in Lakewood is here. Kevin, welcome, sir.
Hey, you know, this whole thing is about that proposed bill, H.R. 1. It's all about the federal government taking control of the voting system.
Yes.
Where the Constitution said the states,
right.
That's their purview.
Right. You're right. You're correct. What do you feel about MLB pulling out of Georgia and then coming here with the game, Kevin, the All-Star game?
Well, I used to love baseball up until when they got rid of Nolan, and before that when they got rid of DJ. We used to love the Rockies, but now I just feel baseball has, you know, spit on us, so I've got other better things to do. I mean, I don't watch the NFL very much, and I don't watch the NBA because they've turned these things into political things.
I agree.
I don't need it in my face. You want to talk to me about politics? Fine. But don't do this stuff. And
as a side note, I think, and by the way, I agree with you on everything you just said. And I've never been a big baseball watcher, but I will tell you right now, I will be less of one, even less of one going to games because of all of this that's going on right now. But I like you, Kevin, and we talk about this with my son and Andy and others here. You know, sports is supposed to be a place where no matter what our political beliefs, we can go, we can enjoy, we can even kind of come together if there is such a thing. And it used to be sports was that one thing that would bring some of us together in that light, where you put all of those things aside, you sit down, you watch a game, you have fun, even with your liberal friends or your conservative friends, whatever side of the fence you're on, and you enjoy the game. They're taking all the fun out of it, Kevin.
Well, they absolutely are, and here's a great example. You know, they say baseball is America's pastime, and ever since the Civil War, that was something that people could do, regardless of what their philosophy was. And baseball has been something that has united us. And the
right.
current president says, "I'm going to unite you." Then they go and they do this stuff, and they've got demonstrable lies.
Yes.
I mean,
yes. Yeah. No, you know, you're right. Especially in the Georgia situation, and make sure that I let everybody know this. I talked about it in depth last week, Kevin, but I went, you know, I read that whole law point by point. I mean, I didn't read it word for word, but I went through enough to where I knew exactly what things were being said. And I wrote all that down, talked about it last week. And to your point, there's nothing in that law that prohibits anybody from voting any way, shape or form.
No, it's not. And I did similar things because, you know, I like to confirm information.
Thank you. Me too.
I don't take it at face value, but you know what? We're the exception, but I think maybe your program helps to encourage people to be more responsible, more active.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Kevin, thanks for your call. No, I appreciate it very much, sir. Thanks for the words as well. Craig in Wheat Ridge, you're next, sir.
Hi, John.
How are we doing, sir?
Hey, I haven't personally given my sympathy to your situation with your brother. Tough to go through.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. My folks, it's hardest on them. Let's just say it that way.
Okay. Well,
there
are those of us that are thinking about you.
I thank you very much. I really mean that. Thank you.
On to this All-Star Game thing. It's amazing how quickly and how giddy Hancock and Polis are both to have the game here.
Yep.
When just recently, I think Hancock was quoted, well, we're not quite ready to open up the stadium there at Coors Field yet. For the Rockies games. We're going to have limited capacity here
Isn't it amazing how even this morning Craig Polis was asked about, you know, the mask mandates and COVID and all that, and he himself said, well, by the time the game starts here, that's not going to be an issue in Colorado.
Well, yeah, how is he so certain? What other than, you know...
I don't know. Go figure. Yeah, no joke. Here's his quote. Here's his quote, Governor Polis. This game will be in July, so none of that will be a concern by then. And the question was, will the pandemic limit the crowds? Folks listening, quote unquote from Governor Polis, the game will be in July, so none of that will be a concern by then, unquote.
Well, let's just hope that when Mile High Nationals roll around, Vandermeer Speedway is
great
able
point.
To open up to full capacity because, you know, last year they were
right.
told they couldn't. Their Easter services, which I attended last Sunday, they allowed pretty much full capacity for that. But I think it's still in limbo with them as far as their bigger events. You know, and again, that's under the Jefferson County Health Department's,
right.
I guess, jurisdiction.
Right, that's correct. That's correct. And I got to remind everybody, too, Charlie just spoke in my ear, too, Craig, that don't forget that Governor Polis said something along these lines last summer. So a year ago, he was saying the same thing. So let's just make sure we don't forget that.
But what I'm trying to figure out, and I'd really like your opinion and your callers' opinions, is how did Colorado and Coors Field get the game so quickly when there's, I don't know, how many other stadiums and how many other cities
Great question.
That were vying for the same game?
Great question. And it's not that we have the finest ballpark out there, because some other great ones that have been built since ours was here. So that's a great question.
Yeah, I'd still like to be a fly on the wall somewhere and
yep.
find out.
Agree.
You know who made some money or what favors were called due.
Well, I'd like to know even with all of what's gone on, what did we guarantee the MLB in all of this as well? I mean, let's face it, there's a reason they're coming, and it's not just because they love Colorado.
And how much of a beautification program you think is going to get cranked up in a big time hurry?
Well, you know what? I was going to say, if there's any good out of this, Craig, and this, I'm going to get some opinions on this as well. If there's any good coming out of this, is A, what you're saying there, and B, what Polis already said about COVID and Colorado and all of that. I think if we're going to go down this path and have the All-Star game here, to your point, there's a lot of things that have to get cleaned up down by the stadium and downtown in general.
I would really be ashamed for people to
come
to Denver. I mean, not that people haven't already come and seen what it looks like, but to come specifically for the game and go downtown and go, what
Agree.
Is this going on down
Agree.
Here?
All right, Craig, I got to run. I'm going to take one more call before we go to the bottom of the hour break. Thank you, Craig. By the way, thanks for your kind words as well. I do appreciate that. John in Louisville, you're next before our break.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm just calling in. I'm formerly a big Red Sox fan. I grew up in New England, up in Vermont. And, you know, it's just horrible. I mean, the LeBron James is buying the Red Sox, and he's a Laker. I mean, Boston people don't like the Lakers. So that's
good point.
Not only that, but a lot of us don't agree with his political beliefs and how he's always kind of stirring up confrontations.
He is. He's a potster. You're right about that, John. He is definitely that.
Yeah. And then, you know, I also, the All-Star game, I just think it's terrible. I mean, you know, like they were saying before, I just can't... I can't imagine that they'd get so involved with this political stuff when we're supposed to just be watching sports.
Yeah, like I said earlier, and John, I think you and everybody else that's a sports fan will agree, sports is supposed to be about sports and sports alone. We don't need all the political garbage that we already know is out there. We already deal with it. We already hear about it. We already talk about it. We don't want to go to the ball game and have to have it now instilled upon us there as well.
Yeah, I agree totally. And not only that, but the Red Sox are the Red Sox, but I think they're changing to these blue jerseys and these yellow jerseys. I don't even understand what's going on here.
I don't either. I don't have an answer there, you know, John.
It's just really sad because I used to watch the Red Sox every day with my uncle, who was my best friend. He's a big conservative guy. And, you know, he passed away last year. And, you know, it's horrible, but at least he doesn't have to live to see this. This would just destroy him, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I hear you. No, I appreciate the phone call very much, by the way. And, yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find any sports fans out there that don't agree with some of what you all are saying, by the way, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. Frankton Firearms is next, folks. And what I will tell you is the wait as of Friday, I didn't check yesterday, I need to, was about 4.5 days. I'm guessing it's probably still close to that right now if you're looking to buy a gun. Either way, call them, they'll tell you. Don't let that scare you off. In fact, I will tell you that with prices going up because of supply and demand and inflation in general, if you're thinking about buying a gun, I would do it sooner than later, and lots of other reasons to do it sooner than later, but that being one of the main ones. Go to klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Regardless of your starting point, Frankton Firearms will take your shooting skills a level up. Maybe you've never shot a gun before, and you want to get over your fear of pulling the trigger. Maybe you consider yourself an experienced marksman, but you've never received tactical training, and you want to develop muscle memory to respond in any situation. Head trainer Karen Murray and her team of trainers at Franktown Firearms design their classes to cater to your level of ability and prior knowledge, offering a diversity of firearms platforms from static to moving and shooting to target acquisition engagement. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Nancy with Metron Technology said, "We have used Business Equipment Service for many years. They are always pleasant to work with and responsive to our infrequent requests for service. We highly recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. James Bauer is joining us now, and we're going to talk about a new website to stop corporate tyranny. James, welcome to Rush to Reason.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Well, you know what? With all of what we've got going on, I just kind of left the last segment talking about MLB. It's, you know, All-Star Game, of course, leaving Georgia, coming to Denver now, which, you know, we talked about in this last segment. And, you know, here's what I don't understand, and I know this is not exactly where we're going to go with this, but James, just wanted to get your opinion on this. Why is it so many great organizations throughout all of, you know, the years, baseball being one of them, how is it they've lost touch with their customers?
You know, I think the big problem that's going on here is that they see this short-term pain. You know, they see criticism on Twitter, on social media, and they feel the unexplained desire to respond and kind of give in. And I have a bit of an analogy for it. I feel like these companies are so scared of the woke mob that they're acting like a stressed out parent in the cereal aisle of the grocery store. You know?
Good point.
They'll give in to screaming little Karen just to shut her up. But that, you know, buying that sugary cereal may put an end to the short-term pain, but they're signing themselves up for this long-term harassment. Now the woke mob knows that you'll capitulate,
right?
And you know, you're right. going to get every request going down the road. And I think that's bad for business. It's bad for your brand. But I think some of this has to do with the way that CEOs exist in today's world. Rarely do you get these CEOs who have been there for a long term period. They know that they're in for 3 or 4 years okay. and then they're out.
Okay.
And they want their stock to go up, they want their options to go up, and then they'll get their golden parachute. And so they don't think about long term decisions that are best for the company. They're thinking about the next quarterly report, they're thinking about the next shareholder meeting, and so they try to make these problems go away quickly. But especially when you're talking about MLB or even Delta with their decision, think about how many focus groups and polls and customer surveys they do before they make any big changes with their brand or their service. You know, these guys are all so concerned about how their customers are going to think. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they make a decision like this, which was probably made by a handful of people over a Zoom call at 11 p.m.
Right.
at night. In a panic,
right?
And it makes no sense.
No, it does not. And you know, I consult some businesses and do some things outside of the show, James. And the one thing I always try to remind my customers, or my they are my customers, but remind them when it comes to their own customers is, while as owners, James, we always have to pay attention to those folks that are, you know, doing some of the complaining, if you would, quote unquote. You have to be careful that you do not change your business practices and the direction you're headed just because a few people don't like the particular direction you're going. And I'll use this analogy, James, where, you know, if you're I don't know, in my case, you know, have smaller businesses that I deal with, you know, maybe they make a branding change. Maybe they change the logo. Maybe they change the color of the inside of their facility, the store, whatever the, you know, whatever it happens to be. The uniform shirts, even, that maybe the folks wear so that when the people come inside, they're greeted with somebody now wearing a different shirt. And by the way, I've experienced some of this myself, so I'm speaking to this in a very personal matter. And James, I can tell you that some customers, period, just don't like change, so they will complain about anything you change, period, even if it's for the good. So I always caution my, you know, my clients to not make, you know, any judgment calls based upon some of those things, knowing that there are just certain people out there that are never going to be happy with anything you do, and you can't run the business that way. I feel like in this case, James, that kind of the similar thing is happening. We've got major players in the corporate world that are listening to a very small mob of individuals and then setting corporate policy based on that, when in fact they're disenfranchising the rest of their customer base.
Yeah, they're satisfying these few squeaky wheels. I mean, in this case, Georgia, you're talking about the population of Georgia versus the other 49 states.
Right.
You're talking about half of the political views out there. And it's kind of interesting. I will say that I feel for these corporations, because this is, you know, a new thing where people are getting mad at corporations because they haven't taken any position. It used to be.
That's what you wanted them to do.
Yeah, you boycotted a corporation because they did take a political position that you didn't like.
Right.
Now people are getting all mad because they haven't, you know, said something about it. But what does the commissioner of the baseball league or the Major League Baseball know about voting integrity? I mean, I look to him to know. I mean,
I can tell you that he and or Delta and or United, because I read the law myself last week, James, and I will tell you right now, there's nothing in that law that disenfranchises any voters any way, shape, or form. All it's doing is basically eliminating and killing some holes that were in their system to begin with and that were forced upon them this last round of elections. And they're just trying to clean some things up is all they're doing. They're not disenfranchising anyone. And if you didn't read the bill or the law and you're just going off of talking points that are put out there by news media sites, well, James, I'm sorry, you shouldn't be leading a company.
Yeah, and you know, it really even calls into question, especially when you're talking about somebody like Delta or Coca-Cola that has that's publicly traded, you need to have faith in the words of the CEO.
Right.
If the CEO is
right.
coming out and saying things that are false, there are actually, you know, legal ramifications for that kind of action.
Well, and I will tell you, you bring up a great point, by the way. I believe you're right. And both of these individuals in that particular, well, all three, when you start talking about United, Delta, and Coke, and there's going to be many others, of course, because they sort of all get on the same bandwagon, which, by the way, James, I don't agree with. That's another topic we can discuss in a moment. Why in the world they all listen to each other and do the same thing is beyond me. They can't have any autonomy whatsoever. But in this case, they are not factual in their statements any way, shape, or form, and somebody needs to call them on that.
Yeah. I think it gets to the broader issue of should they be saying anything at all.
No.
I think it should be no.
No, the answer is no.
If you are going to say something...
All right, so talk
sure it's actually correct.
Before I forget, talk about the website. I know it's stopcorporatetyranny.com. Talk about it, how it started, you know, the idea behind it and so on.
Sure. It's actually stopcorporatetyranny.org.
Oh, sorry, .org. Sorry, yes, you're correct.
Common mistake. But it is put together by a coalition of different groups, many of them in Washington, that are concerned about this growing trend of companies making decisions that are actually against their employees, against their customers, and even against their profit level in their mission, and so therefore against their shareholders. You know, some of the kind of corporate responsibility, the corporate responsible investing movement, has created these bizarre situations where either, you know, you might have a fossil fuel company that is kind of flogging themselves for their, you know, actions of actually using oil and gas for fuel and selling it, and they go on to make moves that really don't help the business. I think at the end of the day, the reason America has been great is that we've had corporations and inventive entrepreneurs who have decided to fix a problem for the customer and doing it better than anyone else. And I think we get into these situations where people are really kind of getting over their skis on what the mission of the company is. Mm-hmm. Should they be respectful to their employees? Yes. Should they be, you know, good corporate citizens? Of course. But these movements are going far and above what is really required of a corporation, and especially when it goes against, you know, the views of 50% of their customers, right, or 50% of their employees,
right,
or hurts their bottom line when you have people who are investing.
Right. And by the way, folks, everybody listening, James Bauer is with us. StopCorporateTyranny.org. I'll make sure I get it right this time. StopCorporateTyranny.org is the website. You know, James, the other thing that I know, it's one of the things I caution even, you know, clients on is while employees are really important, and they are, you can't do business without them. I also know as an owner myself, you cannot allow them. They can have a voice. They can express that voice. They can give you their opinions. But again, leaders of businesses are there for a reason. They're the ones that have put in the blood, sweat, tears, all the hours, the agony, and so on, especially when we start talking about, you know, businesses that were created from nothing and are what they are today, you know, including even a business like Amazon. And what I will say, James, and maybe I'm wrong in saying this, but just like you cannot let a certain amount of your customers run the business, you also can't do. You also have to be careful not to do that with employees.
Yeah, well, you know, I have been in businesses, small businesses, before, and a general rule that I have seen and I think is really strong goes to that, and that is if you're going to institute a new policy, it needs to be good for the employees, it needs to be good for the customers, and it needs to be good for the business. And if it's only good for one of those constituencies, then it's probably not a great policy. You really do have to look after all three of those, because if it's the customers like it and the employees like it, but it's not making money, well then.
For example, James, let me give an example for everybody listening. Employees would love huge pay raises. Customers would like to have product for free. Both of those, while they sound really great to those two individuals that are talking about it, James, it puts the company out of business.
You're right.
Right.
You're right. You can't. You have to look at all three of those things. And, you know, you think about your own business. If you were doing a business and you asked your friends and families to invest in it, and then all of a sudden, you know, 6 months later you say, hey, I'm giving a bunch of your money to a climate change group or an activist group that may not even like our company. As an investor, if you were the friends and family, you'd say, geez, hey, those things are great, or maybe you wouldn't even agree with them, but you'd say, I gave you money because I wanted you to invest it in the business.
Right.
I didn't want you, you know, if I want to donate to a cause, I'll donate to a cause.
Right. Right. No, you know what? That's exactly the way people should be looking at it. And I tell my clients all the time, you know, this, to your point, James, this is not a nonprofit. This is a for-profit business. And without profit, we don't get the things done we need to. We don't take care of customers. We don't stand behind our warranties and products. We can't help our employees grow. We can't do all the things necessary if there's no profit. So the name of the game is, and it's not a dirty word, it's a great word, by the way, it's called profit.
Right. And it, you know, once you lose sight of that, and you can have lots of good reasons and to want to do something different than that. I mean, there have been a lot of failed governments throughout the history of the world who tried to do something different because they wanted to put values above profit. But the reality is that the profit is what pulls along growth for
everyone.
And really results into a better lifestyle
That's exactly right. Yeah, unfortunately, we live in a day and age where profit has become a dirty word, James. It is not. It doesn't need to be. We need to make sure we continue to remind people that it is not. All right, the website one more time. What is it?
StopCorporateTyranny.org. And please sign the we have a grassroots action there that so people can make their voice heard to some of these companies to tell them to get out of the business of politics.
Amen. I appreciate it. James, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great evening, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Michael Bailey, Law Mobile Estate Planning is next. And by the way, I should have mentioned this a moment ago before I came on with James. Yes, the wait time to buy a gun now is up to 5 days. 5 days it is now. So Michael Bailey, Law Mobile Estate Planning, anything you need when it comes to getting your estate in order, Michael can help you. And again, the misconception, I think, is that it takes a lot of time and money. It doesn't. Michael can do this in a limited amount of time with a limited amount of dollars and still get things done and handled on your end the way it needs to be. KLZradio.com or call Michael direct, 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner knows how to protect your savings from healthcare costs, but you want to plan ahead. You worry about what might happen to your savings should you or your spouse need long-term care. Medicaid could ask you to spend down your assets, draining your accounts. You will feel so much better knowing that you have planned ahead to preserve your assets. Finishing your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law feels like such a relief. Ask Michael Bailey about setting up an asset protection trust. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/estate.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, who wants to help you with your financial future. And the best way to do that is call Al today, set up a meeting, sit down, chat, let him know where you are, where you want to go. He'll fill in the blanks, klzradio.com, 303-744-1128.
Feel good about your retirement with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. You've already done the heavy lifting by setting money aside for retirement all these years. Now you're looking about 10 years ahead and asking, how can I be certain I'll have enough income in retirement? That's where creating a plan becomes vitally important. Al Smith will help you develop a strategy for the money waiting in your 401k or IRA. For the past 16 years, financial advisor Al Smith has specialized in helping his clients make the transition from working to retirement. He will help you make decisions now that will preserve your life savings for the future, like creating a plan to fund a long-term healthcare crisis should that become necessary. You've worked hard for your money. Now let's make sure your money works hard for you. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for all the calls. Thanks for the text messages as well. I read those as much as I can at the break time, so if it takes me a minute or two to respond, you all know why, especially when I'm by myself. And Parker in Golden is next. Parker, welcome. How are you, sir?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, always, Parker. Appreciate you calling, as always. Really do.
So back in school, we learned about the theory of the vocal minority. That's exactly what's going on.
You're right.
If you can label something, then the debate in public policy is almost over because all the wokes have made up their opinion and they don't want to go back on what they've already said to their friends.
Yep. And Parker, everything you just said a moment ago about that vocal minority is very true across the board, by the way, and I think a lot of organizations, whether we're talking about businesses where you get a small minority of employees complaining, whether it's a church with a small amount of parishioners complaining, or whether it's a business where a small, you know, fraction of their customers start complaining, unfortunately, that minority has a very, very loud voice when it shouldn't have any, by the way.
Yes, sir. And this flashpoint obviously started, and you know, from Ken Chenault and Ken Frazier. They went on CNBC early in the morning, probably while most of Colorado was asleep, and they pointed fingers at the camera. And Governor Kemp came up later in the day and challenged them to a debate. We're not going to see that debate.
No. No, you're not going to see that. Of course not. Why would you? Not going to happen.
And then now, on top of that, the CEO of Coke's from London, so he's probably a globalist. And
of course he is.
Africa,
yes,
China,
of course he is.
All that selling his Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Their stock didn't even take much of a hit. It was basically minority flat, like 1% for a day or something. Now it's up. And it's just disgusting the way that these things have gone. I have a cousin in the bigs. I told this story on a different show. And now I'm going to have to stop watching baseball.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, Parker, because, you know, you feel the same way I do, that most of these sports now aren't worth watching, which kind of leaves you to what do you watch now when it comes to that sort of thing. You know, are we going to be now destined to watching curling on TV because there's nothing else to watch? I'm being facetious, I'm not that far off, actually, Parker. There's not much left.
The analogy is it's a game of capture the flag, and Mayor Hancock got the money for a dual presentation,
yep,
working with Governor Polis,
yep,
on a presentation to the MLB. That's how the money landed. So
yep,
it will be a nice boost here, but
it will
it's
be
not good for the country.
No, it's not good for the country. I mean, I'll take it, Parker. I mean, if it's going to go someplace, I'd just soon have it be here. Hopefully it'll, to the point of some callers earlier, Craig and others, you know, it'll clean the downtown area up, make some things happen that way, which we drastically need, and maybe it'll help give our state a little boost, which we need coming out of COVID. But yeah, to your point, this is not good for the rest of the country. We'll benefit, but it's still not good at the end of the day.
Well, the last thing I have is I want to second your opinion to the bill. Folks that have not touched the bill should not speak of it. Go ahead and read the page,
yep,
then you can talk about
That's exactly right, Parker. Thank you. I appreciate the vote of confidence along those lines. I want to play something, by the way, that I think Scott Watley actually sent me this. And this is Charles Barkley, which I will be the first to admit, wasn't a huge fan of early on. But as time has gone by and I've watched him as a announcer and really be a guy that stands on his own two feet, doesn't worry about what the rest of the world thinks or, for that matter, what basketball, football, or anybody else thinks. He's just his own guy, which, by the way, I really appreciate. In fact, I'm surprised he's lasted as long in the position that he has, given the fact that he just speaks his mind. I'm going to play something that he says. And by the way, I think he speaks – I don't think – he is speaking the truth here in what he says, even though it may hurt us even as conservatives when he says this, because he speaks to us as well. In a lot of cases, folks, depending upon – the politician that he's speaking of, he is right on the money. Let me play this. Here we go. Oh, Charlie, here we go.
The thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they are Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
By the way, I again, he's right. That is not the goal of every politician, and I don't think it's the goal of every on each side, but I will tell you that I think that's the goal of a lot of politicians, and I think a lot of politicians get very, how should I say this in the right way, Charlie? I think one of two things happens when they go to Washington. Either they continue to stand on their own two feet, become the Rand Pauls of the world, talk like they need to talk, say the things they need to say constantly no matter what, and they just stand on their principles constantly. There's a few of those guys out there, and gals. By and large, though, I think a lot of them go there and just get sucked into what happens, and the fundraising and the money and all the things that happen and the prestige, and when you come back home, you know, all of the notoriety, and on and on and on we go. And I think, by and large, no matter which side of the fence they're on, That happens. And we've seen it happen, by the way. It's unfortunate, but it does happen. And, you know, we as voters need to be the one to put a stop to that, and it's up to us to do so. On the same token, you've got to do what Georgia did when it comes to voting laws and make sure that things are fair at the ballot box, or you can't make any changes. And by the way, that's what happened in Georgia. For those of you that are out there listening, especially those of you that are lefties, as Parker said a moment ago, until you actually go and read the law, don't comment on it. I did. I can comment, and I will tell you right now that there's nothing that the left, the news media, Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, I'll go down the list, folks. There's not a single thing any of those individuals are saying that is true when it comes to what's going on in Georgia. Not one item they talk about is true. They have gotten talking points that have come from the upper echelon of the Democrat Party, and they are using that every possible way they can. They are 100% flat-out liars, bold, you know, what is it, bald-faced liars, Charlie, I'm supposed to say? Bald-faced liars. And it's incredible that they're getting the notoriety and the kudos from different parties out there that they're getting when, in fact, they're just lying through their teeth. Literally lying through their teeth. And they're either lying because they're ignorant, which, by the way, I don't believe, or they're lying because they know they're lying and they want to change the narrative on what actually happened in Georgia. Dan Muir texted me earlier and said that, you know what, he's always been a great baseball fan, and he has been. We used to talk about that on the show quite a bit. He says he's so upset with the MLB right now that he won't even listen to the games right now. And I said, yeah, it's crazy. I said, they don't even know their customer base. And then I added, and I mean this, folks, that's what mental illness does to individuals. And I mean that sincerely. The left, they are literally mentally ill. They believe everything they say. Look up the definition of mentally ill, and they will follow suit right with it. They say the lie so much they believe it. They don't know reality. They've created their own reality. They literally are mentally ill and are trying to manipulate everybody else they possibly can into believing their way. They're sick. They're twisted. They're ill. And they're trying to get all of the things that they believe in foisted upon the rest of us. And it's about high time we said, no, we're not listening to this garbage any longer. American National Insurance is up next. And Paul Leuenberger would love to help you out with all of your insurance needs. And I mean that, folks, no matter what it is, what's home, auto, you got some specialty cars, you got a boat, ATV, you name it, he can insure it all. And in most cases, save you some money in doing so and make sure you're properly insured. 303-662-0789, that's American National Insurance.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
You know, Charlie just brought up a great point. We were talking off air, and I know it's a different subject. Maybe I'll get into this at a later date, but Baylor, who won the NCAA tournament this year, which for a lot of you, maybe you don't know this, but Baylor's a Christian university, Baptist, by the way, in its origins. And to my knowledge, still practice a lot of Christian beliefs. And I've known even Christian kids that have gone there and so on. And I realize that maybe they're not as, you know, true to their beliefs that they were founded on as they are today. But they're still known as a Christian college. How did they get a pass through all of the tournament and not get beat up like Oral Roberts University did? How did the left give them a pass when Oral Roberts didn't get one? Just food for thought. I don't have an answer. Charlie doesn't have an answer. We're just throwing it out there. They knelt on the court. They prayed. I mean, you could tell by looking that they're practicing their faith, maybe not as much as others would like them to do, but they are, and they did. How'd they get a pass, by the way? Just food for thought. Think about that as you go through the rest of your evening. We'll be back. Hour number two is next. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more in store for you. And at the top of the hour, Haywood Telcove is going to join us, and we will talk about this crazy, crappy, awful unemployment system we have in Colorado. That's next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.